tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a great revival of Islam and a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We lovingly call him the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, subhanallah. And not just us, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, who is the leader of Ahl-Sunnah, subhanallah, he calls him the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah,
subhanallah.
And mashallah, he is none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And today we are going to discuss some glimpses into his personality, subhanallah, as a person, how he was. Subhanallah. It is very crucial to know. We know he was a great alim, subhanallah, great reviver of Islam. But as a person, on a personal level, in his personal capacity, how was his conduct? How was his behavior? How was he to others, subhanallah? How did he live his day-to-day life? That's what matters.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, we will discuss that. But before that, let's inshallah azza wa jal engage in the dhikr of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. And mashallah, we have again in our studio, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah, Jazakullah Sayyidi for partaking in the program. And we'll listen to some beautiful Madani pearls of wisdom from our esteemed guest as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Beginning today's topic of discussion, inshallah, let's discuss the virtuous quality of contentment.
Subhanallah.
This is a wealth that not many seem to have. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that successful is that person who has embraced Islam and he has been given sustenance just as per his need.
Subhanallah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he has bestowed upon him, he is content with that. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Sayyidi, in this, in the light of this hadith, let's inshallah azza wa jal see how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he acted in the light of this hadith. It is mentioned that a person by the name of Mahdi Hassan Mia, right, he sent a letter to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And the letter came very late. It reached Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali with a little bit of delay. And he also mentioned the person who is writing the letter. He mentioned the reason as to why the delay happened, right? Now, it is said, Sayyidi Ala says that it is my habit that, you know, I always keep some money for my personal expenses.
Right.
But I couldn't write the letter to you because that time I didn't have any money. And it is not my habit to ask anyone for anything.
Allah.
Subhanallah, I am content with what I have. That's why I am writing this letter with a little bit of delay. You know, so apologies for that. Subhanallah. What a beautiful way of being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And this is a reference to Hayati Ala Hazrat. And mashallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is his noble personality that whenever somebody would ask him for anything, he would never say the word no. And it is mentioned, مَا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ قَتُّ فَقَالَ لَا. That there was never a case when somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for something and he had to say no. And translating this hadith in Urdu, in his beautiful poetry, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he also was generous, subhanallah, he used to give people. And there is another hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O children of Adam, spend and I will spend on you.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, how he would practice on these beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by the person Sayyid Ayyub Ali that if there was a person who came to the door of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma asking for something, he would never return him empty-handed.
Subhanallah.
And there was a time when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would send monthly money packages to the deserving families every month.
Allah.
Like how we have debit order going from our accounts every month. That is how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would have debit orders going through to needy families, those who are deserving, subhanallah. And this shows the generosity of this great scholar of Islam. Instead of taking, he would rather give to people.
Subhanallah.
And there was a person who came to ask for 3 anas. Now, this is a currency term. In India, where 4 ana is 25 cents.
Okay.
So 3 ana would be somewhere around 20 cents. He came to ask for 20 cents. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he said that, I don't have the 20 cents that you're asking me for. And then he also mentions that previously he received a money order of 250 rupees. Not cents, 250 rupees. And that also he had spent, subhanAllah. Allah. He had given in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this person came for 20 cents, which Allah Hazrat didn't have to give him. And then Sayyidi Allah says, if you want, you know, I was keeping it for some necessary expenses. If you want, I can give it to you. So the person says, no, it's fine. MashaAllah. So Sayyidi Allah Hazrat, the last 20 cents that he had, he was even prepared to give that.
Allahu Akbar.
And once it happened that, you know, they were distributing blankets in winter. And the khadim of Sayyidi Ala Hazratullahi Ta'ala, everybody had taken the blankets. Now he came to ask for his. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the blanket he was keeping for himself,
right,
he had given him that.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And it was the habit of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma to always give generously. And once he was distributing, you know, his brother, actually Ala Hazrat's younger brother, he was distributing shawls, you know, for people.
Right.
And all the shawls were distributed, and one he personally gave to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat as a gift. Somebody came and asked for that shawl. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat gave his shawl.
Subhanallah.
So it reminds us, you know, about the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he would follow, subhanallah, how Sayyidi Al-Had would follow the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many instances where people came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his shawl that he was wearing, and he would give it, although that was the only thing that he had had. Allahu Akbar. Kurta, if he had, he would give it away, subhanallah, although
subhanallah,
that was the only kurta that he had received. MashaAllah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, following into the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was his, alhamdulillah, beautiful character and his side of personality, which we hardly discuss. And it should be discussed because these are our role models, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, the pious predecessors.
Yes.
And if we follow him, you know, in his fatawa and his writing, in his teachings, why don't we follow his beautiful personality that he has had?
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Where he followed each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he lived his life in accordance to the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we'll discuss furthermore, but for now we have a beautiful kalam, and after the kalam we have a nasiha as well. So keep watching Madani channel until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
Rab ke pyare raj dulare, tum ho hamare, hum hain tumhare. Rab ke pyare raj dulare, tum ho hamare, hum hain tumhare. Ae damane rehmat wale, tum par laakhon salaam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
De diye tumko apne khazane, Rab-e-Izzat, Rab-e-Ulane. De diye tumko apne khazane, Rab-e-Izzat, Rab-e-Ulane. Dono jahan ki ne'mat wale, tum par laakhon salaam. Assalamu alayya
Rasulullah,
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa, manba'u lis-safa, Sayyidul Anbiya, Mishfa'u fil-wafa, Mustafiyat fihi, Lusjafa madifa.
Mustafa, Mustafa, manba'u lis-safa, Sayyidul Anbiya, مشعل في الوفا كان في يطفيه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي لسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون
وجميل
سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل لئيك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا دو عالی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علىك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked fragrance very much. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would remain fragrant all the time. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would use fragrance a lot, so that his followers would also use fragrance with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. Otherwise, there is no doubt that the blessed body of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was itself naturally fragrant. And the blessed sweat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was itself the best fragrance in the universe. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala an said that once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gently moved his luminous hand on my face, I found it cool and like such a fragrant breeze which comes from the fragrance box of a fragrance seller. My dear viewers, it is stated in Shama'il Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked nice and excellent fragrance very much, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam disliked the unpleasant smell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would always use nice fragrance and instruct people to do the same. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had a special kind of fragrance which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply. It was the blessed habit of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply musk to his blessed hair of the head and the beard. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I used to apply such excellent fragrance to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that its glisten would be observed on his blessed head and beard. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers, subhanallah. You are listening to such a melodious kalam. Subhanallah, salam ya nabi as-salam. Allahu Akbar. This beautiful kalam composed and written by none other than Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Brother has recited very beautifully. And now we move on to our discussion. Sayyidi, we discussed the generosity of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the level of contentment that he has had, subhanallah. And there's a beautiful trait in his personality, if we look closely, that he was, despite being such a high-ranking scholar and a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, he was very humble, down to earth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And humbleness is that virtue about which there is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says that whoever adopts humility for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this quality was present in the personality of Sayyidi Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It is mentioned, Hazrat Sayyid Shah Ismail Hassan Marahrawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions that Sayyidi Allah Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once upon his insistence, he insisted that Sayyidi, please come and lecture at the Urs of Shah Barkatullah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great personality, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is from the Pir Khana of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah. And now, when he, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, because it was an order from the family, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat being a murid in the family, subhanallah, and he says that up until now, I couldn't admonish my own self. How I'm going to give lecture to you?
Allahu.
But this was the humility of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah. And then he said, why don't we rather do this? You ask me a Shari'i question and I will give the response. Because to answer the query, a Shari'i query, when you have the knowledge, it is important, it is necessary for you to answer. Therefore, I'll be obligated to answer your questions. Right. And mashallah, in this way, he delivered the discourse.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And again, he says that once Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was invited to give bayan on the occasion of Maulud, Maulud Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And despite Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali having such immense knowledge of Islam, Quran and Ahadith and the Seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he, instead of giving a bayan from memory, he gave a bayan by reading the book of his honorable father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah. Sururul Qulub fi Dhikril Mahbub.
Subhanallah.
He read this book to the attendees that were there. And now, Malikul Ulama, Allama Zafruddin Bihari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he comments on this and he says that this is the humility of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. This is his humbleness. That despite having such immense knowledge, you know, he still chose to read the book to the attendees. It doesn't mean that you are reading a book in front of your audience. It doesn't mean that you don't have the knowledge. Subhanallah. Yes. This is your inkisari, ajizi, humility. And this is an honorable trait that is encouraged in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that, you know, even a general scholar, any scholar in general, they actually deem it to be an insult if they have to read out something. You know, it is beyond them, or it is beneath them. Some people tend to think that it is beneath me to deliver a discourse by looking into a book. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he had killed his ego for the sake of Allah. Alhamdulillah. And out of humility, he read the book to the attendees. And look at this beautiful trait we find in the personality of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah. Although having such immense knowledge of Islam, he still sometimes he will refer to the book and he will read out.
Subhanallah.
It doesn't mean that the person doesn't have the knowledge. Subhanallah. He has that much knowledge. If we want to gauge his knowledge and his knowledgeable personality, just watch few minutes of Madani Muzakara. It will be apparent to you like the broad daylight.
Subhanallah.
But yet he chooses to read out. I was listening to a discourse by Mufti Hassan, Hafizahullah. Subhanallah, great personality. And he was mentioning that a great muhaddis by the name of Allama Muqdisi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he would read out, although being a great muhaddis, he has memorized so many hadith of Rasulullah, so hundreds and thousands of hadith. But he would sometimes read the hadith by looking at the book. And he said that, I do it so the pride doesn't enter me.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So showing humility to the mubarakah hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in this way they kept themselves humble.
You know, so this is such a great treat and the lesson that we learn from our great ulama, from our pious predecessors, that no matter the amount of knowledge they had, but yet they still remained humble, down to earth, you know, and was always affectionate towards others. Despite their high status, yet they were still affectionate towards others. And this we see in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. We see this in his life. And his, you know, his outer traits, his outer qualities, his outer appearance, how he would be on the outside is same like how he would be on the inside. His inner personality and his outer personality, both of them were in sync. Both of them were the same. So it was not like where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he would go to one place, be someone else, go to another place, be someone else. No. Wherever he went, he was the same. Just as he is on the inside, he was like that on the outside. And it is mentioned that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he would always stick to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would love for the sake of Allah and he would hate for the sake of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Everything that he did was for the sake of Allah. And you know, whoever he met, he would always show good conduct toward them. He was never arrogant, he was never ignorant. Like on one occasion, he was invited to a person's house for a meal. And on this occasion, Allama Zafruddin Bihari rahimahullah accompanied Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. And when they reached this person's house, this person, the host, out of, you know, poverty and being poor, he only offered a few slices of bread and some beef. Now Allama Zafruddin Bihari rahimahullah, when he saw the beef there, he immediately thought to himself that, how is my master, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, how is he going to eat beef when beef is not good for his health? And subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah at that moment in time already intercepted what Allama Bihari rahmatullah alayhi was saying. And at that moment he said that the one who recites this dua before eating, there would be no harm caused to him by the food. Subhanallah. Look at how, you know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah was so affectionate, showed so much of empathy that he did not want to make the host feel bad. You know, he did not want to make the host feel displeased. And this was such a beautiful trait and character of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, that we also need to take a lesson from. Sometimes we are invited to this person's house or to that person's house, be it rich or be it poor. If we find the food not to our liking, then some may show a sour face. Some may make it apparent that, yes, I don't like this food. There's too much of salt in the food. Maybe they'll tell the other person, there's so much of salt in the food. You know, this is what we see with some nowadays. But the conduct and trait of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah is teaching us something else. That, you know, he did not disgrace or humiliate that host who was poor. And as they were leaving, Allama Zafruddin Bihari rahimahullah, he asked the host that, you know, you are so poor. You already know you're in poverty. How is it that you still invited Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi? And he gives a very beautiful answer. With full confidence, this host, this poor person who's struck with poverty, he says that I invited Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi to my house because I know by his virtue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me blessings and barakah in my home and sustenance.
Subhanallah.
Look at this conduct of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, and this is something definitely for each and every one of us to learn from.
Definitely, Sayyidi. Accepting the da'wat of poor people, I mean, this is the trait of those people who are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely.
They don't look at, you know, if you are poor or rich, as long as you are a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are ashiqi rasul, yes, you are a believer, subhanallah, we are brothers. You know, there's no segregation.
Yeah.
And Sayyidi Ala's personality was such. He wasn't a materialistic person. And when it comes to his humility, that, you know, we've learned some of the accounts of his humility. And there was once this child, and Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was sitting in i'tikaf.
Right.
And Now, this child now, he brings Allah the span, you know, the betel leaf after Maghrib. And there was a delay. By the time he brought the pan, he was late.
Jee.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he did, you know, the children, you just give them one spank. So he spanked him lightly, and then the child went away. And then after Sahri, Sayyidi Allah was at the door of the masjid. And then he called for that child, right? And that child came. And then in the meantime, Sayyidi Allah found out that it wasn't the child's fault that there was a delay. The person who made the pan, he delayed the child. So the child would only bring when it's ready. Allahu Akbar. Then he is asking the child that, you know what, I've erred you, I've wronged you.
Allah,
I've made a mistake. Please forgive me. And the way you could forgive me is hit me back.
Allah.
So then the child is shocked now. What is he saying? Allahu Akbar. To hit him back, the child says, you know, I forgive you. Allah says, no, you haven't reached the age of puberty. You have no right to forgive me. You can't forgive me.
Allahu Akbar.
You can't forgive me because you have no, I mean, you are not a mature person to forgive.
Right.
So you should do the same as I did to you. And then the child now is in shock. What is he to do? He said, no, I've forgiven you. Let's end it there. The other says, no. You know, if you hit me, I'll give you so much. He brought a full fistful of money, handful money. I'll give you all of this if you just hit me once. Subhanallah. And then he says, no, I can't hit you. And then Sayyidi Allah just took his hand and hit himself with his hand quite a few times. Subhanallah. This was his humility. Allahu Akbar. And not only Allah Hazrat himself, it is mentioned in the Muqaddimah of Fatawa Hamidiya, you know, Allah Hazrat's son, Hujjatul Islam, Allama Hamid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is beginning in the introduction part that when it used to be time for Shab-e Barat, Lailatul Bara'ah, he would ask for forgiveness even from little children. Subhanallah. That is how Allah conscious they were.
Allah.
That, you know what, any wrong, humble yourself. Accept your mistake that you were wrong. I mean, Allah Hazrat is admitting his mistake to a child. That, you know what, I didn't know that it wasn't you at fault. Allah, subhanallah. So now this is the extent of the humility of this great Imam, subhanallah. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me revelation that you should not have pride over each other. And until this point, that none of you should display any sense of pride over the other. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. This is the great hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the personality of Allah Hazrat, how he practices this hadith.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And Masab, you have mentioned very beautiful account of accepting the invite of the poor people, mashallah. Usually what happens that, you know, we look at, you know, who the person is who's inviting us. If he has a mansion, if he has like three-course meal is arranged for us. Sometimes people even ask you the menu, what's for supper? And you're asking, you are inviting me over for supper. What's for supper? What's for dinner? And once you say, I'm making fish or some exquisite dish, you know, then yeah, okay, then I'm looking forward to it. Right? And you look at the person also who's inviting you. If it's just a poor person, then people are reluctant to come by, you know, what is it that you can offer? But here, subhanAllah, beautiful example of Allah's personality that one day, a child, he appeared in the court of Allah Hazrat and he was holding some dal that he had bought from the grocery shop in his kurta, right? And Allah Hazrat asked him, what is it? He said, no, my mother called you for tomorrow for breakfast, subhanAllah. Allah Hazrat And then said, okay, what are you going to offer me for breakfast? SubhanAllah. He said, this dal, inshallah, this is what we're going to cook for you. Then Sayyidi Ala says, okay, we'll come to you. Myself and the Haji Sahib who is here will come, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And then when they went there, there was dal and there was some chilies there. Sayyidi Ala, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he rubbed his hand over the child's head with love and affection, subhanAllah, and told the Haji Sahib that, you know what, previously, that you must take down the address of this child and inshallah we'll go and visit him. When they went there, the same simple food was presented before Allah Azza Ta'ala Rahma. And Allah Azza says he ate nicely, alhamdulillah. He didn't show any disapproval of the taste or the kind of food it was. He said, if the invite is so sincere, then I don't mind being invited every day. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. So this is the humility of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And this is how he would accept the invite of the poor and the needy.
Allah.
Because it used to be sincere. They used to be sincere. Although they never had much, whatever little they had, they invited him and he never refused. SubhanAllah.
Yeah, so that actually, you know, shows the importance of sincerity. You know, in that way we would see there would be lesser arguments taking place, lesser fights taking place. And we learned this from the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, that he didn't even hurt the feelings of other fellow Muslims. He would always, you know, do his best to always make others happy, to always put happiness into the hearts of others. And this is such a great act that it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The summary of the hadith is that after all of the fara'id acts, after all those acts which are compulsory upon a person, the greatest act after that is to put happiness in the hearts of other fellow Muslims.
SubhanAllah.
The greatest act after all the compulsory acts. In another narration, it is mentioned that when you make another Muslim happy, when you put happiness into the hearts of other fellow Muslims, then from that happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel. And this angel worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this individual, when he passes away, then the same angel comes into his grave and asks him that, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? That person would say that, I do not know who you are. Please do tell me, who are you? And this angel will say that, I am that same happiness which you put into the hearts of other fellow Muslims.
Subhanallah.
And I am here today to put happiness in your qabr. I am here today to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And I am going to show you your place in Jannah.
SubhanAllah.
Look at the immense, you know, reward in putting happiness into the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And this we learn and we see in the character and the personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi.
Allahu Akbar. Such noble personality he had. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Sayyidi, you have mentioned his accounts and his personality and how he would deal with others and how would he put a smile on others' faces. SubhanAllah. Mm. At the same time, not boasting about anything. And MashaAllah. When it comes to his personality, how he was devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadat, there also he was unique, subhanAllah. Yes. He used to perform daily 5 times salah with jama'ah in the masjid,
subhanAllah.
And even when it used to rain, he would go in the rain to the masjid.
Allah.
Rain, storm, anything, he's there in the masjid. So somebody, you know, He once saw Sayyidi Ala walking to the masjid and it was raining. So he bought him an umbrella. And Sayyidi Ala used to use that umbrella. And one day he was holding that umbrella and somebody asked for the umbrella. He gave the umbrella. SubhanAllah. And this is how generous he was, mashallah, and how devoted he was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rain couldn't stop him, the storm couldn't stop him. And when it comes to his fasting, He used to fast in the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan as well. But nobody, it has never been mentioned, and nobody has ever witnessed that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat dodging one of the fasts of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. No matter how sick he was, how ill and how weak his body was, despite all odds, right, he would still keep his fast. And then people would tell him that, you are not well. Why don't you take medication? Why don't you seek some treatment? And Sayyidi Ala used to say, fasting is the treatment, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
And they said, fasting, how is fasting a treatment? He said, I have firm belief in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has said, sumu tasihhu, that fast and you will be cured. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Look at his yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
This is not something you'd see on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. People, we now take it lightly. Any small thing,
And skip the fast.
We can't fast. Ma'adullah. Yes, there are times and places, and the guidance is provided by Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat. So if you feel that your situation is unique and you are in this predicament, then you can write to Darul Ifta, inshallah, and the proper Shari response and the guidance will be given from there, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. And Sayyidi, when it comes to him respecting his parents, We as children, we need to learn a lesson that, no matter how old you become, you are still kids to your parents. You still need to have the same amount of respect, yes, for your parents, Like how in the little age we used to ask our parents for permission, can I do this, can I do that? When we grow old, we still need to do that.
Absolutely.
You grow old for others, not for your parents. SubhanAllah.
Definitely.
And although you yourself have become parents, but still, to your parents, you are still their children. And they still have that right over you. SubhanAllah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, after his beloved father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, passed away, he inherited all the, assets and the money. But despite that, he had given all the assets and everything in the custody of his beloved mother.
SubhanAllah.
Although he was the owner of it.
Right.
But she was made in charge. SubhanAllah. And Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, once he needed to buy some books. And we know how he used to love to read books and do research. He wouldn't just take the money from there. Because it was his money, he could have taken it. He would go and ask his mother, Mommy, can I borrow some money? If you could please lend me some money, I can go and buy some books. MashaAllah. And she used to give him the money, go buy.
SubhanAllah.
Like a little child he was, SubhanAllah, always to his parents. And this is what we lack. Once we hit the age of puberty and we become adults, then we think we know it all. MashaAllah. That we don't have to adhere to the rights that our parents have over us. No. And here, look at the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, SubhanAllah, his behavior towards his parents.
Allah. Even on one occasion, Masab, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali took permission from his beloved mother to go to Madinatul Munawwara, to go to the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is so important that, what we gain from this aspect of the character of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is his obedience towards his parents. How obedient he was to them. And his entire life, he didn't even say oof to them. Didn't argue with them. Didn't break their heart. His obedience to his parents. And this is something that even the Holy Quran teaches us,
yes,
not to say even an oof to our parents. And in one hadith, it is mentioned, the summary of the hadith is that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that curse of Allah be upon that person who is not respectful towards his parents. Whether he has one of them alive or both of them alive, and is still not respectful towards his parents. On such a person is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows us how important it is to be obedient to one's parents. And subhanallah, we learn this from the blessed biography and life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Today we see the case, you know, it is totally the opposite, you know, of how our great ulama, how our pious predecessors were with their parents, how they respected their parents. Even on the smallest of things, they would still ask permission from their parents.
But
today the case is different. You know, we see that some children out there don't show any respect towards their parents. Some abuse their parents either by their words, some even go physical. You know, so all of these is what we see now in society around the globe that is happening. And this is a sad reality, something which should not be happening. But if we have to turn back to our pious predecessors, to our great ulama, they taught us how to respect our parents, how to love our parents. And how did they learn it? They learned it by reading the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we also need to show love and respect to our parents as well.
Inshallah, azawajal, ameen, bijahin, abhil, ameen, sayyidi. And these are beautiful accounts. And this actually gives us a reason to admire this beautiful personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. You know, we don't have this deep love and respect and reverence for him. It's not based on nothing.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, we get to learn such beautiful Islamic values through his sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. And Sayyidi, there is a sense of equality that Islam has given.
Yeah.
The Quran says that the believers are brothers. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he implemented it in his life. And there's one parable where it is mentioned that there was this person who used to come and visit Ala Hazrat from time to time. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat also used to visit him from time to time, right? So once he visited this person, and when he visited his house, there was a broken cot that was kept on the side of the house. It wasn't being used or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just lying there. So one poor person came and sat on that cot. Mm-hmm. And the owner, whom he used to, Allah visited,
right,
he saw this person sitting on the cot and he stared at him. You know, you this is not your place. Mahazallah. Mm-hmm. This is how people treat
Allah
underprivileged. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Allah didn't like this action of his. And he got up from there and went away.
Okay.
He didn't say anything. Another time, that person came to visit Ala Hazrat. Now, when that person came to visit Ala Hazrat, Ala Hazrat was sitting on his cot and there was some space, so Sayyidi Ala Hazrat called him to sit next to him. And then, while the discussion started, and the barber came, who used to trim Ala Hazrat's hair.
Right?
So when the barber came, now in different society, in some sort of societies, these people, barbers, they are maybe looked down upon. The barber also came. When he came, he's seeing there's no place for him to sit. So Sayyidi Ala, without even him asking, you know, he wants to sit down. Ala says, why are you standing there? Come sit with us.
Mm-hmm.
So this person who was with Ala sitting there, he took offense.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how can you allow him to sit where we are seated here? So Sayyidi Ala says to him, that you know what, we are all brothers, alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims, all brothers.
Allah, Allah.
Allahu Akbar. And this person now, he got angry, he got up and went away.
Mm-hmm.
And never came back to ever visit Ala again. He took it as an insult towards himself. And then after a long while, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he is mentioning, it's been a long time since that person hasn't visited me. And then he himself says that, you know what, I'm not in need of meeting such arrogant people.
Mm-hmm. Allah.
Subhanallah. So arrogance is that quality which is not appreciated in Islam.
Yes.
And mashallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat never liked to be in the company of the arrogant people. He never liked arrogance. He would even invite those people, you know, who would barbers who used to come cut his hair to sit with him, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
I mean, if today a cleaner comes and you know, people, would you allow them to come sit next to you, come have a cup of tea with me? This is Islamic etiquette. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala had it.
Subhanallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true values of Islam through the sadaqah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.